I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Over the past few months, the Me Too movement has grown into a tidal wave of reaction against sexual assault and harassment, and has spread to politics, the media, and just about every other corner of society. One corner that's been in the spotlight before but has remained largely out of the conversation this time, though, is the U.S. military. But no longer. Recently, a group of women veterans demonstrated outside the Pentagon to share their stories and make their voices heard. One of them was Army veteran Nicole Bowen Crawford. She shared her experience with my colleague, the world's Carol Hills.
Nicole Bowen Crawford, you publicly shared your story about being assaulted while you were enlisted. Can you tell us about your experience and what led you to speak out?
I was serving in the Army in my early 20s, and I was with the first group to cross into Iraq when Operation Iraqi Freedom kicked off. We were on the second day of the war. I was in a maintenance unit. My job was to fix computers, but we ended up very much in a combat situation. And I was working on the night shift, and a higher ranking sergeant sexually assaulted me while I was working. And I let my supervisor know about it, and I was immediately taken off of the night shift. And I was advised to not formally report it, basically because it would have an impact on my career. And people in the military can't report sexual assault or harassment without retaliation because they have to use their chain of command. And oftentimes the people in the chain of command are the perpetrators. So I continued to work with my perpetrator or see him around. We were in the same unit. And a few weeks after the incident, he was actually promoted to staff sergeant.
How has that incident affected you personally?
Gosh, you know, it's a really layered incident. I was also one of the few females. So I think for the duration of the deployment, you know, I was experiencing a lot of sexual harassment on a daily basis. And we weren't safe. There were constantly bombs going off. We never knew when we were driving to and from, if we were going to run over an IED or if our lives could be over in the next minute or so. There wasn't a safe zone. So at the same time I was experiencing all of the traumas of combat, I was also going through all of the traumas of sexual harassment.
What led you to finally speak out?
You know, I got in touch with Service Women's Action Network, and I needed to do a project. So I created Lady Warrior Project, sharing women veteran stories, like their experience in combat, because I think we've done some pretty badass things in combat, and we have a lot of triumphant stories. You know, it's not all dire and grim. And, you know, I think the common view of a veteran doesn't necessarily include a woman.
Do you think that with the current moment we're in on the Me Too movement, do you feel like it's spurring more women to talk or for the military to take this seriously? Do you see anything changing there?
I think that it's like a spark of hope. When Oprah was at the Golden Globe speaking, she mentioned the Me Too movement and she mentioned the military. And that was just the day before Service Women's Action Network had a demonstration outside the Pentagon. You know, it got some attention. So I think that it's a beginning. You know, the military has always been a really slow adapter to change, but it's important. It's important to put a human face to what's going on in the military, to that culture that people don't see.
Do you feel that the military is taking the issue of sexual harassment and assault seriously? I mean, it's been a hot topic for years now, and the Pentagon says it's trying to address the problem. I mean, do you feel that things have changed at all?
Yeah, I think that even though the situation is still really dire, it's gotten better. I know that the numbers of sexual assaults have gone down because of efforts from the Pentagon to educate troops, and there have been some improvements.
What would you like to see the military do about this, realistically?
Well, I think that people serving our military deserve a safe way to report sexual assault, and they deserve a third party, someone outside of their chain of command, to report their sexual assault to, as opposed to needing to report it to the people that are most likely to be assaulting them in the first place, which is, you know, pretty much the reason for the culture of silence and abuse and perpetrators getting to walk free.
What is your life like now?
You know, I still struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. I guess I was at a point where I was either going to decide to kill myself or I was going to get better. And I decided I was going to do everything I could to heal. And even though the thought of suicide seemed better than living, I had a therapist once a week. You know, I had Reiki treatments, cranial sacral treatments. I saw shamans. I had acupuncture. I went and learned EFT, emotional freedom technique. And I've started floating in a sensory deprivation chamber. And I do that once a week now to manage my PTSD. I take medication to sleep. But I'm doing better. I am not contemplating suicide daily. I found someone and fell in love and we got married. And I had thought there was no way that anyone would ever want to be married to me and love me the way that I was. And Bill has. And we've got two young kids. The youngest is almost a year on Thursday. And, you know, and I like to paint as a form of therapy.
You're doing a lot. You're doing an awful lot to take care of yourself. And it sounds like you have a very full life.
Yeah.
That's great. Nicole Bowen Crawford is a combat veteran who was sexually assaulted while she was enlisted, and she's now writing about it. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you.